Blog Talk Radio.
Well, yes, it's true that I've been told that God can do all things. I even heard the saints of old testifying to these things, that God can speak.
Network, your global transformation station. Hey, good evening, everyone. This is Apostle Shalene Cook, and I am so blessed to be here to welcome you tonight to Taking It to the Streets for this Monday, July 18th, 2022. Hallelujah. Tonight is testimony time, and I am going to be joined by a beautiful sister in Christ, Sister Jackie Nunley, who will be sharing her testimony. But before we get into it, let us have a word of prayer. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come now to your throne of grace, just thanking you for this opportunity and this time and this season to come out to fellowship together and to worship you. Lord, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would use our sister's testimony, hallelujah, to help someone else to overcome. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will use our sister's testimony, hallelujah, to just draw someone unto yourself so that somebody that doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin might come and ask you to be their Lord and their Savior. Lord, I ask you to bless our dear sister as she comes with her truth. And we pray, Lord God, that you will continue to build her up, Lord, and set her more and more and more on a course destined by you. It is in Jesus' holy name we pray all things. Amen. God bless you. Well, thanks to God, as always, you know I am, hallelujah, Bishop Apostle Cook, but I am joined. Hallelujah. Look, thanks to God, I have always known I was an apostle. I have been called bishop for the last 15 years. Now I have to be called apostle. So I'm going to get used to this in a minute, but y'all forgive me. So let's just do it like this. I am apostle, a.k.a. Bishop Shalene Cook, and I am being joined by the wonderful servant leaders of Spirit Alive in the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Minister Tina Brown, hallelujah, Bishop Lester Carver, and Pastor Vanessa Carver. So my brothers and sisters, the word of God says in Revelations 12 and 11, it says, you will find these words. And they have overcome him by the reason of the blood of the Lamb and by the reason of the word of their testimony. And they have not loved their life unto death. Hallelujah. Saints of God, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by our testimony. And tonight I have in the house with me Sister Jackie Nunley. Now, Sister Nunley is a sister that we go back like old Cadillacs, okay? This was a sister that my family knew when I was a little girl. My family knew her family. So it gives me great joy tonight to sit with my sister as she brings her testimony on tonight. So ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, saints of God all over the world, hallelujah, get ready to receive my sister, my friend, hallelujah, Sister Jackie Nunley. Amen. Good evening, Sister Nunley. God bless you. Welcome to the studio once again. How are you tonight, ma'am?
I'm blessed, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Amen, amen. Well, we're just going to get right into this thing because I know people want to be blessed on tonight. Sister Nunley, we're just going to walk you through your testimony in the form of an interview. Hallelujah. And saints of God, if you are a servant leader, this is one way that you can help your flock to learn how to give their testimony, hallelujah, and prepare their testimony. So we're going to get into it right now in the name of Jesus. All right, Sister Nunley, now I know you, but our listeners don't. So could you please tell us something about your childhood, your upbringing?
Oh, well, I was a pretty good girl, five brothers, only girl, spoiled rotten, of course. You know, and my father got shot when I was 16. And that was pretty hard, you know, but I got through it, thank God. You know, I was brought up in church, do the right thing. But, of course, when we get grown, we do whatever we want to.
Amen.
Amen. Don't feel by yourself.
But I met my baby's father. I'm getting right to the book.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah. Get right to it, then.
He got me started on drugs, honey. Bad. Really, really bad. You know, to where I wasn't paying no bills. I wasn't taking care of myself. I wasn't taking care of my kids. All I thought about was drugs, getting high, stealing, can lie in your face and act, cry to get something for drugs.
My
and,
Lord.
And it was terrible.
Glory to God.
I turned myself into treatment, was there for 4 months, got out. About a month or so after I got out, I was back getting high. So I got on my knees and I prayed to God hard, and he took it away. And I mean, it's been 19 years.
Hallelujah!
Glory!
Oh, sweetheart, they can hear all of us at the same time. You can keep right on talking.
Praise
so,
the Lord.
So, for the beginning. Oh, okay, I got pregnant and lost the baby. I was so sick, my fever scratched my womb. The doctor said I would never have no kids. I prayed and God asked God for some kids. Lord, have mercy. I had to pray and tell him, thank you. I don't want no more, Jesus.
Amen.
I know how to get through to God. You know, I've been saved. Oh, Lord. I was in the hospital. Everybody gave up on me but my mama. I had 9 operations. The first one I had, I don't even remember. I went to the hospital in the doctor's car. That's all I remember, getting in the car. I don't remember arriving at the hospital. I don't remember the first operation, none of that. You know, and I finally woke up a couple of days later, called the pastor in, and we prayed. And I'm still here. I was 17 years old. I'm 66, the 23rd of this month.
Go ahead.
You know, so I'm just so thankful to the Lord. And I've been saved. I've joined many churches, but I wasn't happy. I went to another church, the white people church, Lord, joined, got baptized, and been happy. But I want to be with my people. See, they worship, but they don't praise the Lord like we do.
Yeah.
You know, and I want to be, I can really get off into it and praise God.
Hallelujah.
I got a chance.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sister. We listening.
It's just so much, Lord. So much.
Well, hey, take your time. Take a deep breath. Well, tell us, you know, the Lord has brought you through a lot. And we have heard you talk about how you prayed. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
But I want you to stop, and I want you to take a moment. There is a 17-year-old out there right now, sis, right now, that is on her way to the same place you have just left from 19 years ago. I want you to take a moment, my sister, and just talk to that 16-year-old girl, that 16-year-old boy, like they were your child. Tell them how God brought you out and brought you through your drug addiction. Tell them what that looks like for God to deliver you, because that's the part, my dear sister, they need to know and understand.
Yes. Well, honey, okay, I found myself in it was on my mind so deep not to do it. I was crying, praying, God help me, God help me. But I was steady buying the dope, steady smoking it. You know, so I decided one day, Lord, I don't want to do this. I signed myself in treatment, and I was doing good. The day I got home from treatment, the person that started me on the drugs was at my house with about $500 of dope.
Look at the devil.
The devil wasn't lying. I didn't touch it, honey. I didn't touch it. No. I said, you know, you're wrong for this. So I went on. But about 2 more months later, I was back on it again, like I said, you know. That's why I said I got on my knees. Now I'm smoking dope. Smoking dope. Got on my knees and prayed, God, I don't want this, Lord. Help me. I don't want it.
Yeah.
And he did it, you know, because a couple of days later, I walked past the dope house. They ain't never give me nothing. I always spend my money. Didn't nobody never give me nothing. This particular
my
day, the dude got $100 worth of dope. Just gave it to me. I was at the dope house. I held it in my hand for 10 minutes.
Lord,
I told him, no.
Whole devil is a rough
with it. I gave it back to him. I have not touched it since.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. That's awesome.
Yay.
That's awesome.
I used to
steal.
I used to steal. I used to keep kids. Oh, grab so much.
It's all right, sis.
It's okay.
It's all right, sis. Hey, you've been delivered.
Yeah.
You've been born again. You are walking in your calling, and you're so brave to come on here tonight and tell these young people that drugs is not the way. To tell these young people, you know, that there's a life greater than what they see. You know, Sister Nunley, I know you. I've come back home and I see the mindset of the people here. I see, Sister Nunley, that there is so much hopelessness here and helplessness here and haplessness here. So it is hard. I see that people do not help people up here. They are more concerned about tearing others down. Now, they probably do that everywhere in the world. But when you live in a small town where everybody knows everybody's business, it is sometimes hard to rise above your past. But I want to thank you, my sister, for coming on and letting people know with Jesus all things are possible. So now tell people what your life has been like since Jesus has came into your life.
Honey, I keep me some money. I got a nice crib. I dress good. I smell good.
Thank glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Tell it, sister.
Be sassy to you, y'all.
It's all right. Take your time.
Ooh, but I'm not sad. I'm not sad at all.
Amen.
Just some happy tears because I've been blessed. People stopped talking to me because I stopped smoking dope. I still speak to them, treat them nice, all that. You know, because don't nobody want to get on that stuff. That's something that happens. That's the devil. Don't nobody want to be on that. And people, my family would talk to me. My cousin, my kids didn't know. See, because, you know, you try to be discreet with that kind of stuff. You don't want nobody to know you're on drugs.
Right.
So I was hiding from my kids for years. They knew something was going on, but they didn't know what. And one of my family members' mother was on there really, really bad. So she told my kids, your mama do drugs just like my mama do. That's how my kids found out. Now, mind you, once my kids found out, I didn't care who knew, because that's what I was hiding from my kids. God knew. I didn't want my children to know. I didn't care about nobody else. So when she told them, honey, bye. I'm going to tell you, I was so good at stealing people. People would give me their list. The stores I went to, JCPenney's, Famous and Bow and Sears. I had to go to the high-tech store to get something that cost something to make some money.
Break it down.
I would walk. Charlene, you know Cape Girardeau. I would walk from the south side to Sears. You know Sears was in the town plaza?
Yes, Lord, out there on Kings Highway.
I'm going to tell you, I would walk there with some maternity pants on and maternity shirt. And God knows, when I come out that store, I look every bit of 9 months and wasn't big as
But God.
Let me tell you, get caught stealing more than one time, trying to get the drugs, the dope, so you can do it, so I did it. That was the devil. It wasn't the dope, it was the devil. But yeah, girl, I did that. My kids look so sad. My kids, because they asked me for money. They used to be giving them allowance, $50, $60. Every payday, girl, when they asked me for some money, I wouldn't have none. I mean, I smoked it up. That's what stopped me from my kids. You know, because I don't want them to know. I prayed and asked God to take it away. And I mean, I'm talking about, I was on my knees praying, still smoking dope with the pipe. Praying to God, Jesus, I don't want this. Please.
That's all right. That's all right. Call on him.
He did it. And I thank him every day. Every day I get up, every night before I go to bed, I thank him. Because I know without Jersey, my mama passed. I got drunk for 3 months. I told you so much I held it in, but it's coming back to me slowly.
Come on. That's all right. Take your time.
My mother passed when I was 27 years old. I got drunk for 3 months. I got myself to sleep, wake up crying for 3 months. Got on my knees again. Prayed to God. I don't want to drink, Lord. I don't want to cry. She gone, and I just got to deal with it, accept it, and go on with my life. I tried to cry and couldn't cry no more.
Well,
I've been drinking. I'm not a drinker. So, you know, God is good to me, and I want to serve him the rest of my life because he's been good to me, real, better than I've been to myself.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So, yeah, but I was just so ready to tell it. I had it planned out, I thought, but I was just so excited and ready to tell it. I just jumped around.
That's all right. Get it out the way you need to get it out.
It all leads back to God. It's so good to me, and I owe him everything. You know, I read this book when I was younger. That Jesus Went to Hell, Charlene?
Yes, I'm here.
Girl, I cried for 4 hours. So I did not know he went to hell, girl. And these people was crazy. God and did all this. Jesus and did all this for us. And y'all can't, girl. I love it.
What you say, girl? Bye.
I don't even know what to say. It's true Bible stories. I got this book because I do a lot of reading. And I read them stories in there, honey, about Jesus, girl. When they went to see the crucifixion of Christ, I didn't go. I don't think my heart could have handled it.
Well,
I couldn't go. Everybody in my family went bugging me. I yes, I'm getting to still be still one. But yeah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. That's all right. Hallelujah. I'm going to let, I want to, I'm going to let some of our your family, the Spirit Alive family, I'm going to let them, some of them come in and just encourage you for a minute, just talk to you, just love on you, sister. We praise God for you because you've been through the fire. And you can still stand and say, God is good. He brought me through drugs. He brought me through alcohol. I've been through death. Hallelujah. But God brought me out. Hallelujah. So I'm just going to ask, everybody is, the whole room is unmuted. So if anybody wants to just jump in and love on our sister, feel free.
Well,
this is Jackie. This is
Christina.
Go ahead, Mom.
Oh, go ahead, Christina. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, hon. Got you. Go ahead.
Well, I know Sister Jackie, and she's much younger than I remembered her being. So I'm 77, Sister Jackie, and you said you were 66, so we're going to have us a good praying time when I get back up there, because you got to get on up there where I am in age. So I just want to tell you that I love you. The Lord loves you. He loves us both unconditionally. And don't be sad anymore to give your testimony, because God has brought us all, not one or two of us, all of us. He has saved us all from something to him. And that's what he does. He loves
Amen.
Us unconditionally. And I tell everybody, my first daughter is one thing. My other two is on me. Because we all can get out there thinking we know what we're doing, and we just out there just having us a good time. Used to love to dance all night for the Lord.
Amen.
What,
come on, Mom.
Sister Jackie. Never forgot to get my sorry self up and go to God's house and praise him. And praise
Amen.
Him in earnestness and in truth. And if you do that, he might not come whenever time you call him, but he'll come and be there right on time.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
And yes, wait on him for every blessing that he can give you, because he will be there. I promise.
Amen.
He will.
Thank you, Jesus. All right, Minister Tina, come on in the room.
I just want to praise God for our sister Jackie coming on tonight and giving her testimony. There's somebody right now somewhere in the world going through what you've been through and probably needed to hear that story, that they can be delivered through Jesus. They can strike, God gives us strength because we believe. And if you didn't tell your story, I don't think somebody would be saved today. So thank you for sharing your story, because there's someone out there that needs to hear that exact same story, because they're living it right now and they're trying to turn to Jesus and they want Christ in their life. But unfortunately, they don't know Christ. So thank you for sharing. That was very, very brave of you to do. I know it wasn't easy, but God bless you for sharing your story, Sister Jackie. That was great. Thank you so much. And praise Jesus that he delivered
Amen.
You from
We love you. We love you. Pastor Vanessa, come on in the room.
Thank you. I just want to say that your testimony is so inspiring and encouraging, and more than you realize, because whether we've gone that road or not, we know somebody that has.
Yes.
I just thank God for you, and I hope that you continue to be bold and God enable you to keep sharing and even especially praying, because you know, you understand where those people have been and where they're going if they don't get their life together. So I really feel like your prayers are more powerful than you realize. I encourage you to intercede for those and continue to if you are, because I know God's going to move on your behalf. Thank you for sharing.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right, Bishop Carver, come on in the house.
Praise the Lord, Sister Jackie. And I just wanted to thank you for your testimony, because one of the things that people can definitely hear is that after God delivers you, the life that is available to you is so much greater than that portion of time that you were in bondage. And that's the case for all of us. We can all testify of that God delivered us. And the portion of time that we were in servitude to sin, the portion of time that we were slaves to sin and bound to our own pride and ego and whatever else we had going on, God has freed us for a greater period of time. And it gets even greater as we stay faithful and focused on our relationship with him. And it's so awesome to hear that you're 66 and God has kept you all of this time in a place where now you can inspire somebody else to let them know this isn't just something that happened momentarily, right? God has been with you ever since he put the desire on your mind to draw you to him. And that's what people need to hear, is that it's real, and as powerful as drugs are, I mean, right now, we all know more than one person who is bound and on a quick path to death. And God can save them the same way that he saved and delivered and preserved you. And not just save, but restore, right? It's like everything the devil tried to destroy. And that's all of our testimony at some point in time when we get down to it. And that's the power of God at work. So I want to thank you for your testimony and being so open, because that is really going to deliver someone and encourage them to take the step toward God that they need to take, so that they can make Jesus Christ their master and God their heavenly father. Thank you, woman of God.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Apostle Zeta, hallelujah. Come on in the room, Mother Apostle Zeta.
All right. God bless you, Sister Jackie, for sharing that inspiring testimony. because people do need to know that no matter what they're on, no matter what they're doing, they can be free. They can be saved. And you have been redeemed and forgiven. So we just thank God for your testimony. Thank God for your new life in Him. I know it's been a while now. You're not a brand new Christian. But thank God for giving you a new start because it says in Ephesians 1 and 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. And we know that his grace is sufficient for you, and you're continuing on living for the Lord, and that's a blessing. That's a testimony in itself. So I just thank God for you and your continuing to hold on to God's unchanging hands and make a difference in others' lives, being transparent, sharing the things that are difficult for you to share so that others might also be free. So it's a blessing. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. See, woman of God, see what you done? You done inspired a whole bunch of people tonight. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You have helped somebody.
Thank you. Now, because if it hadn't been for you, I would have never done it. I mean, God also, but thank you for giving me the chance to do it.
Oh, honey, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help Christians, my brothers and sisters, become all that they can become in Jesus. That's what I'm here for. I love doing it. I'm blessed by you. I want to thank you, Sister Jackie, because, you know, you coming on and doing this says you have a lot of trust in who I am as a Christian.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that trust. I appreciate that confidence in that you have placed in me, and I most certainly appreciate your love. Now, what I want to do, because I want you to keep on blessing people, is I'm going to ask Pastor Vanessa, who is also a prophetess and intercessor, to come in right now, and I want her to just pray for you, our sister, the way she feels led. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pastor Vanessa.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Father God, first of all, I just thank you for you being in the midst of your people, that you are strength. You are everything that we need, Lord, in this life. And I thank you for this woman of God, this great woman of God, that you're giving her this platform. And God said there's going to be more platforms. He has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and soundness of mind. So that when you begin to speak the word of God and you begin to pray and lay hands on people's minds, on their heads, or whatever God says, he said they will be healed and they will be delivered. And I just thank you, Lord, today that she is going to be a pipeline. She's going to be instrumental in people even in her community, relatives and different ones. And I thank you, Father God, that she never looked back, but begin to not, but to go forward and not be ashamed of anything that you have delivered her from. Because God's going to use it and wants to use it. We're not to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Lord, that everything that you lay on her heart to do, that it will come forth, everything that she needs, that even as it pertains to her not being comfortable and saying, okay, this is enough, this is good enough, but learning how to serve in a more magnificent way, a bigger way, but you're going to enable her to do it. And I thank you, Lord, today that anything that she may need tonight, Father God, in any way, if it's unspoken or whether or not, Father God, you make and allow those things to get in her path, Father God, that she will have everything she needs. No matter how old she is, I remember Paul talking to Timothy about his age, let no one despise your youth. But I say to her tonight, Father God, let no one despise your age and your wisdom that God has given you. No matter what path you've taken, God said, I thank you for lifting anything that is making her feel ashamed or guilty about anything. You are redeeming the time in her life. And I thank you, Lord, that you show her what redemption, just as ministers have said tonight, what that looks like for her, what that looks like for Sister Jackie, for redemption to be manifested in her life. for crooked places being made straight, for just places where there's darkness, that there be great light. I thank you where there's any places of affliction, Father, because of the abuse in the past, that there will be divine healing inside her body. Inside her body, Father God, that in spite of the pain, Father God, she will push forward, that there'll be strength like you are not even 66 years old. There'll be sight,
amen,
spiritually and naturally. That has nothing to do with your age. There'll be wisdom and bubbling up, Father God, from a river that comes from you inside of her.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you, Lord, today that even when she begins to read the word and listen to the word, because she does want to do your will, Father God, that it will strengthen her very bones.
Yes.
It will help her, Lord, even at night, how to rest. There'll be a level of peace. I thank you, Lord, that every day you help Sister Jackie to believe what you have spoken over her, not just because of what I said, but the things that other people have spoken over her.
Yes.
That she can walk it out and see it. And I pray, Lord, today that there will be those alongside her to help her do what you have called her to do in a mighty way.
Yes, sir. Yes,
in a mightier way. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Amen.
Sister Jackie, you have indeed blessed the people. You have told them the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So now, if you are sitting in our studio or you are in our chat room and maybe you're struggling with addiction, maybe you're struggling with pornography or alcohol, maybe you're struggling with opiates, maybe you're struggling, but see, tonight you've heard the good news. You can be delivered. You can be healed and restored. You can be transformed.
Lord,
Bishop Carver just spoke to us yesterday about doing things at the appointed time. If you're within the sound of our voices tonight, this might be your appointed time. This is the appointed time for you to give your life to Christ. This is the appointed time because you need to give your life to Christ while there is still blood running warm in your veins. Tomorrow's not promised to any of us. So,
amen.
Sister Jackie, Mother Mitchell, Minister Tina, Bishop Carver, Pastor Carver, Apostle Flowers, we beseech you to turn your life over to Jesus. Let him become the navigator of your life. Let him become the orchestrator of your path. Allow him to come in and to heal you. And one thing that my sister said that really blessed my soul, she said, I was smoking crack and studied praying. And I told my sister, amen, because I don't care if you got the liquor bottle to your mouth right now. I don't care if you got the meth or the crack pipe to your mouth right now. I dare you to call on the name of Jesus. I dare you to seriously call out to him.
Call on him.
And ask him to come and save you. Hallelujah. Yeah. I dare you, because I'm here to tell you he will answer.
Yes.
And my brothers, my sisters, hallelujah, you may be in a place now, but Sister Jackie has told you just because you start out somewhere doesn't mean you have to stay there. You don't have to stay in the sin that you're in. You can come out. You can ask Jesus to become your Lord and Savior and to become the head of your life so that you can begin a life anew. And you don't have to get all dressed up, try to get dressed to the nines, going all up in the building, you know. All you have to do really is bow your heart right where you are and ask Lord Jesus, just go up there and tell him. Tell him who you are. Be like Sister Jackie. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. And if you want to name all your sins, okay, that's you. But you just need to tell him I'm a sinner. And then you need to ask him to please forgive you of your sin. And then you tell him, let him know that you're not just doing this all willy-nilly. Because then you tell him, I want you to come into my life and save me because I believe
that you are the Son of the living God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So come into my life and save me, change me, use me for your purpose and glory.
Yeah.
You see, I just want people to understand that God's deliverance is not a fluke. It's not an accident. God's restoration, hallelujah, is not a happenstance. It's all by design, his design.
Yes, it is.
So if you just pray, somebody, oh, hallelujah, somebody just prayed the prayer of salvation. And we want to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We just had a 17-year-old come to Christ. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God.
All right. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to ask Apostle Zeta to come back in the room and to pray for all the new converts.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for you giving Apostle Shirlene to have this tonight, to open up and to allow someone to come and to share her testimony and to share what she went through and where she is now today and her total dependence on Jesus Christ. Father God, we just lift up those ones tonight that have accepted you, and we ask, Lord, that you would bless them, that you would watch over them, that you would guide them in the name of Jesus, that you would keep them in your care. And we pray, Lord, that they will find a place for them, that you will lead them there, and that they will be taught by someone, Lord, that truly is walking upright before you.
Amen.
A leader that cares, a leader that loves the people that you have placed them with. And we pray, Lord, that they will be in your holy word, that they will be taught your ways, that they will have a relationship with you, God. They will understand you and who you really are and who they really are to you, that they will feel your love, your know your love, your power, and we just thank you. We thank you for their lives,
Lord,
tonight. We thank you, Lord, that they have committed their lives over to you, that they have asked you to forgive them of their sins, and we thank you for a new life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. That the old, hallelujah, will be no more. That you have placed them in a way, Lord, that they can be all new, that they can serve you, that they can live for you, that they can know more about you. In Jesus' name, give them a desire, Lord, to want your will to be done in their lives, and we thank you for them. We thank you for each one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle Zeta. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Sister Jackie,
yes, ma'am.
Beloved, do you have any last words before we get prepared to close?
Well, no, I appreciate y'all having me, and I'm going to stick with you as long as God gives me the breath.
Amen. Well, we're glad to have you. Welcome to the Spirit Alive family. You have a place here. Hallelujah. We are more than happy to walk with you, study with you, pray with you, lift you up, love on you. We just want you to know that here at the Spirit Alive Network, all of God's children, all of his children are welcome. They are loved. They are honored, and most importantly, they are accepted, because if God sent you, we are prepared to receive you with love and open arms. Now, at this time, I'm going to ask our bishop, Bishop Lester Carver to close us in prayer, and I will close the program. Thank you.
Appreciate that, Apostle Cook. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this evening, God. I thank you for those who were impacted by the testimony of Sister Jackie today. Father, I thank you for you just touching their hearts and their minds and putting them at peace and allowing them to know that you accept them and that you have paid the price with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, for all of their sin. God, I thank you for them knowing that that price is more than sufficient. And Father, I thank you for them knowing that the broken body of your Son, Jesus Christ, has paid for their physical wholeness and physical restoration as well. Father, I thank you for your plan for us and for us knowing that that plan is good and perfect and goes far beyond any scope of our imagination in terms of the degree of blessings that you have for us. So teach us how to trust you and how to lean on you and how to please you and serve you even better. I thank you for this awesome service that we had tonight with the testimony. And I thank you for your people, the soul that came to you this evening. Father,
yes,
I thank
Lord.
You just,
thank you.
That person tonight in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop. You have indeed been listening to Taking It to the Streets. It was testimony time tonight, saints of God. And we just pray that you truly did hear something that inspired you, that uplifted your spirit and blessed your soul. I would like to once again thank my beautiful guest, special guest, Sister Jackie Nunley. Hallelujah. We praise God for you and for your courage and for your transparency. And I want to thank all of the anointed servant leaders here at Spirit Alive, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Minister Tina Brown, Bishop Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, and Apostle Zeta Flowers. So on behalf of all of us, we pray that you...
Amen.
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 Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at Spirit Alive.
Love you. Love you.
God bless you. Love you.
Love you all. I love you all.
Amen.